Hello again, and welcome back, my friends. We have spent the last few episodes talking about all things spring, the benefits of the spring season on our minds and bodies. In the last segment, we talked about taking advantage of seasonal eating and the spring offerings in terms of all the vibrant fruits and vegetables and herbs, and how we can use them to benefit our health and well-being. But some aspects of spring are not so fun, including seasonal allergies. So this week, I thought we could talk about seasonal allergies, why they happen, and offer some practical tips on how to manage them. I'm your host, Dr. Adrienne Udeem. I'm a triple board certified internist, obesity medicine, and physician nutrition specialist. And I just love sharing the science of living well. My goal is to help you redefine nutrition to include not only the food that we eat, but all the ways in which we can nourish ourselves physically, mentally, and emotionally. So let's talk about seasonal allergies. They're also known as hay fever, allergic rhinitis, and basically, allergies occur when the body's immune system overreacts to the allergens that are present in the environment. And in the case of spring allergies, those usual suspects are often the pollen from trees, grass, and weeds. So let's start by understanding the science behind seasonal allergies and knowing that our immune system plays kind of a critical role in this allergic response. So when we are exposed to allergens, things like pollen, our immune system perceives them as a threat. It perceives them as a foreign invader. And so it coordinates this bodily attack or defense against them. One of those means of defense is that our immune cells release a chemical called histamine. Now, histamine, you may know, is the chemical that triggers those symptoms that so many of us are familiar with, like itching, sneezing, congestion, watery eyes. It's all mediated by this chemical that is released by the cells of our immune response. And so, why is it that springtime brings such a surge of these allergens? Well, the reason is kind of sweet, actually. It's part of the rebirth of spring. As our days get longer and temperatures start to rise, our plants wake up from their winter sleep and they begin to reproduce. This includes releasing pollens, which are basically male sperm, male reproductive cells from flowers and plants. And these pollens are essential for plant reproduction. And the windier our conditions, the better able these pollens are allowed or able to spread themselves across the landscape and reach their female partner. That we are annoyed and we find allergens to be the bane of our existence, the better it is, or better able they are actually to reproduce. It's kind of like one in the same. Maybe thinking about that. In or thinking about your allergies in terms of rebirth and growth may make you a little bit more tolerant of the difficult symptoms. I don't know, it's just a thought. So let's talk about some ways you can manage allergies naturally. First, of course, prevention. Try and minimize your exposure to the allergens. Simple things like keeping your windows closed on days when pollen is high, using air purifiers with HEPA filters to help trap allergens. I know that this has been a big help in our household. And also regularly cleaning your living space to rid it of pollen and also other irritants like dust that can settle in your home and that can certainly also elicit an immune response and an allergic reaction. Other natural ways to manage allergies. A great one is just using nasal washing and irrigation.
Washing out the nose with a saline solution is a simple technique, but it's effective to help clear out those allergens, clear up our nasal passages, reduce the congestion and the irritation. And of course, don't forget the importance of staying hydrated, getting plenty of rest, which are foundational pillars of overall health, and they can help your body's defense against allergens. What about diet? Did you know that your diet can help alleviate to some degree allergy symptoms? Foods that are high in antioxidants like fruits and vegetables and in omega-3 fatty acids, also very important to supporting your immune system, can help reduce inflammation, can help support your body's natural defenses. Remember that allergies are an inflammatory response. And if nothing else, supporting your body with nourishing food helps your overall sense of well-being and health and allows you to better manage any physical stress, including allergies and illness. And come to think about it, preventing illness too is important in this context, because if you suffer from allergies, you know that severe allergies can also make you susceptible to upper respiratory infections. Focusing on ways to support your overall health and well-being through good diet, hydration, rest, and adequate sleep are just general good ways of keeping your body strong and better able to tolerate the physical stresses that come with allergies and the illnesses that may ensue. And then, of course, if these holistic steps don't work, there are over-the-counter antihistamines and nasal corticosteroids that can help relieve symptoms by blocking the effects of histamine and that immune response. And if your allergies are particularly severe or persistent, reach out to your doc who can help you with a personalized treatment plan, which may include prescription medications. But regardless of the severity, I encourage you to take a holistic approach and to lean into some of the suggestions I offered you on today's podcast. Remember, when your allergy symptoms are an annoyance, it's merely a side effect of the beauty of the season that is all about rebirth, growth, newness, and vibrant energy. You know you can count on me to bring a positive spin to it all. And while you're at it, can you think about what growth you wish to bring into your own life this season? We're going to talk more about this on next week's spring-themed episode, when I'm going to share with you the power of pivot during spring. Until then, please don't forget to head over to the show notes and sign up for my weekly newsletter. You'll get a little gift in your inbox when you do. And if you would, head over to the app and leave us a review so we can help spread this message of health and well-being. I look forward to seeing you here next week on Health Bite. And until then, wishing you a happy and healthy and joyful week. Until then, bye now.